Bob and I have a daughter, Miel. When Miel was
10 years old, she was fortunate enough to have a high school teacher come and take
elementary school. He was from South Africa. And the very first day, he said that he had something extremely important to teach this class. And if he had nothing else to teach them, this is what he was going to teach them. And Miel came home that day. I'll never forget it. And she said, "I can't fail. Why? I'll tell you why. I have faith, I have courage, and I have enthusiasm." We did that every day that Miel was in grade four. And when I was thinking today, yesterday, since Monday, of what I might say, I remembered Miel coming home. And I remembered actually that we did it for Grammy when Grammy came to visit. And Grammy thought that was just wonderful and had Miel teach that to Grammy. And Grammy thought, just like Miel, that it was great to shake your cheeks and go with enthusiasm. And I remember that they practiced that in the kitchen. So as I remember that day, and it's a very long time ago, 23 years ago, I think of my mother-in-law. I think of Jackie. I think of this woman who I dearly called Mom. And I think that her life was also framed by faith, by courage, and by enthusiasm. She was indeed a woman of valor, not only in her times, but in all times. I never knew an occasion when my mother-in-law did not rise to that occasion. She had great faith that though the times and the troubles of her life would come, she had faith that she would see them through. And she did, always, always, always. She had great courage. Many of the things that happened in her life, the loss of her family, the loss of her first husband, the loss of her second husband, the trials and tribulations of a healthy body with her heart, all of those things she greeted with extraordinary courage. They were what they were. She entered into looking after herself and her family with the greatest of possible courageous moments at every step of the way. Enthusiasm. I don't know in my whole life of wandering around the planet that I ever met another person so enthusiastic about living the life that they had. Someone once asked, "Mom, what do you do all day?" And Mom looked up at them so sweetly and said, "Well, you know, I do as I please." And for all of us who knew her well, we would tell you that was absolutely true. But it doesn't mean that she did as she pleased in a small kind of way for herself. Because Mom's life revolved around every single person that she was with. And when you were with Mom, you were with Mom and you knew that. And you were special in that moment. And in that moment, when you were with just her, nobody and nothing else counted. The enthusiasm that she had for her life on Theos, to be in a sense with God, that enthusiasm she had, it never left her from the day that I met her until the last day that I saw her. I was very fortunate to stop in on my way from Boston to Winnipeg just 10 days ago and have lunch at the Hazelton with Maury and Aunt Ruth and Mom. And I had my new iPhone. And my new iPhone had all the pictures of the great-grandchildren on it. And Mom was ecstatic. With a little flick of her finger, she had 2,000 pictures to check out, modern technology. She was all set for it. She was ready for it. She liked it. She wasn't exactly ready to go out and get a cell phone, but she loved the idea that you could carry your whole family around on one little item. Mom was all for the future. She had faith in the future. She had the courage to live it. And she had the enthusiasm to see that Life was just a great gift. You never knew why it happened. You never knew why it would end. But somewhere between here and there was the tick-tock of a clock that gave Mom an opportunity to enter all of our lives, to enrich it with her faith, to support us with her courage, and to surround us with that very enthusiasm that put that twinkle in her eye and made Jackie, Jackie, made Mom, Mom, made her a sister, a friend, a lover, a husband, a wonderful companion, an aunt. If I missed anything, I'm sorry. To all of you, as I look at every one of your faces, I know that every single one of you was touched by my mother-in-law, Jackie. And if we could go away from this to take something with us, it would be to remember the sparkle that she carried, the life that she loved, the passion that she had and wanted to share with all of us, whether it was through a little sweet, through playing a game, through going to a movie, through sitting with us at a meal. Mom was always there. She loved to be part of the family. And I, Mom, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for taking me into your family, for letting me be one of your daughters, for letting me be part of your family with your son, with Sherry. I so appreciated everything. And Maury, my love to you, my love to you. You took such good care of Mom, and I know she took such good care of you, such good care of you. Mom and Maury had the most amazing, special relationship. And if there was ever a gift in my life, it was to sometimes sit down with them in the evening and play cards with them or play rummy cue with them. You could hardly ever beat them. But they laughed and they smiled and they kissed and they loved one another and they loved one another and they loved one another some more. So Maury, thank you from the bottom of my heart for keeping Jackie smiling. We love you, Maury. We love you.